Speaking of policing, I'm going to get to something in a second that happened in Philadelphia, and I'm going to ask you the question yet. Is it bad enough yet? Is it bad enough yet? Something happened in Philadelphia, which makes me believe, again, on Good News Friday, today's going to be a good news, that I think, you know my bad enough theory, I think we're getting, we may not be there yet, but I think we're getting to the point where at least in liberal cities, it may be getting bad enough where people go, holy Moses, it's really bad around here. Are things getting bad enough? You know my bad enough theory. We don't need to relitigate the whole thing here. Having grown up in New York City, everybody kept asking the question. I went through 20 years of urban decay. Folks, the city was so bad, New York City, when I went there. I am not messing with you, man. You'd wake up every morning and you would pray. You would pray that your car was still out there. Cars were being stolen every day. Kids were being beaten up at bus stops. It was only a matter of time before some strange, weird dude in a trench coat flashed himself on the train. You're probably laughing. I'm dead serious. This happened to my mom at least 3 or 4 times. She would always come home freaked out. And, you know, she was married to this guy who was like a real tough guy. Oh, not your mom, my dad, they divorced her. And the guy would always want to like kill someone afterwards. This happened all the time. It happened to Paula. It was gross. The subway, if you only got flashed and didn't get killed, raped, or mugged, you were like, wow, it was a good day. I only had 3 guys show me their wieners today on the subway. That's how bad it was. That's how bad it was. And eventually it got bad enough. Got bad enough where everyone, even the Democrats, said, screw this. We're going to try something different. They voted for Giuliani. And he got reelected by 18 points. You have to understand, folks, 18 points in New York City. You understand Democrats outnumbered Republicans there 8-1? And Giuliani won by 18 points? Did you get what the earthquake that was? Unfortunately, that's the upside. The downside, things aren't bad enough yet. Biden still has a chance of winning re-election. Anyone telling you otherwise is just lying to you, and I'm not going to lie to you. But I'm starting to sense, at least in liberal cities, that it is getting bad enough. Greg Price, who's an awesome follow on Twitter, @Greg_Price11, follow this guy. His videos, this guy, it's just a great follow. I can't recommend it enough. He says he's looking at the data from the mayoral Democrat primary in Philadelphia, a city struggling right now under the weight of crime. Nearly 60% of black voters, as well as the vast majority of the working class voters in the city, voted for Sherelle Parker, the only candidate who supported stop and frisk that progressives constantly tell us is racist. The only place where her opponent, Helen Jim, who was endorsed by Bernie Sanders, by the way, at AOC, won, were University City and Fishtown, which consists of a majority of white progressives. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Again, for all the people who think I'm one of these like, it's coming tomorrow. I hope you understand, like, you're listening to the wrong show because that ain't me. I never get ahead of my skis. It drives people crazy sometimes. I'm just telling you that I don't ignore signs either. This is a big sign that AOC and the clown Bernie Sanders went in and endorsed this lunatic. And black voters were like, no thanks. We'll take the candidate who actually supports stop and frisk, which, whether you support it or not, is clearly not a progressive agenda item. Clearly not. Are things getting bad enough yet?